Okay, so you're a lawyer. You're putting money into online ads, seeing clicks going up, but
Yeah.
then the new client inquiries just aren't where you need them to be, you
Yeah.
know?
It's
It's
absolutely.
a frustrating spot to be in.
Yeah, it's like investing in a really good fishing rod and reel and then casting your line and nothing bites. You
Right.
know, the fish are out there.
Yeah.
The online searches are happening,
Yeah.
but you're not quite landing them.
Right.
And oftentimes, the issue isn't the bait, it's where you're presenting it.
That's a really good analogy. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about today, that where for your online advertising is your landing page.
Right.
So we are diving deep into how to make those pages convert the traffic you're paying for
Yeah.
into actual clients for your law firm. Because in this competitive legal world, every click needs to have the best possible chance of turning into a case.
Yeah, the stakes are high, right?
Absolutely.
People searching for legal help online are often dealing with significant issues, a personal injury, a business crisis, a family matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
These people aren't just casually browsing. They have a real need, often an urgent one.
Right, and that urgency fuels a really intense competition for those key legal search terms. Lots of firms are vying for that top spot. So you've won the battle to get the click.
Yeah.
Now, how do you make sure that click actually leads to a new client?
Right.
That landing page experience is absolutely pivotal.
And it's surprising how often we see a fundamental disconnect here.
Okay.
Many law firms, when they launch an ad campaign,
Right.
they direct all that traffic straight to their firm's homepage.
Yeah.
It feels like the natural thing to do.
It does.
It's your online hub.
But let's think about that for a second.
Yeah.
What's usually on a law firm's homepage?
Right.
You've got your firm's history. You probably list all your practice areas, maybe personal injury, corporate law, family law.
Yeah.
You might have some recent firm news, your contact details, like a general overview, right?
Yeah, precisely. It's designed to give a broad introduction to your firm
Yeah.
for anyone who might stumble across it,
Yeah.
but someone who has specifically clicked on an ad for, say, a criminal defense attorney,
Yeah.
they're likely not interested in reading about your firm's history and real estate law.
Right.
They have a very specific problem they need help with,
Exactly.
and your landing page needs to meet that specific need head on.
So that's where the idea of custom landing pages comes in.
Right.
These are pages built specifically to align with the exact ad that someone clicked on.
Yeah.
It's about creating a really direct and focused experience that keeps them on the path to becoming a client.
Exactly. It's all about relevance, the immediate connection. Your ad made a promise based on their search query.
Right.
The landing page is where you fulfill that promise without any distractions or irrelevant information getting in the way.
Okay, so let's break down what makes a landing page truly effective.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a critical first impression is made in those first few seconds when the page loads, especially above the fold.
Absolutely. There's some compelling research on user behavior online. The Nielsen Norman Group, they've done a lot of studies on this, and they found that users spend a huge amount of their time on a web page, around 80%,
Wow.
looking at the content that they can see without having to scroll.
That's
That
huge.
first screenful of information is prime real estate.
80%.
Yeah.
That really hammers home how crucial those initial elements are.
Yeah.
So, what are the absolute must-haves that need to be visible right away when someone lands on your page?
The very first thing is a clear and concise headline.
Okay.
This isn't the place to be clever or ambiguous.
Hmm.
It needs to directly speak to the specific legal need that brought them there. Think back to those high-intent searches.
Okay.
If someone typed in motorcycle accident lawyer in Dallas, your headline needs to mirror that intent immediately. Experienced motorcycle accident lawyer serving Dallas.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like a signpost saying you've come to the right place. What else is essential right at the top?
The direct call to action, a CTA. And for law firms, a click-to-call button is often a fantastic way to drive immediate engagement. Someone facing a legal issue, especially an urgent one,
Yeah.
often wants to talk to a person as quickly as possible. Make that incredibly easy for them. A prominent button easy to see on any device.
So a big clear button that says something like, call for your free consultation now.
Exactly. And keep the surrounding text to a minimum. Above the fold is not the space for lengthy paragraphs about your firm's history or your various community involvement initiatives.
Right.
Focus on acknowledging the user's problem in a sentence or two and then clearly stating how your firm can provide a solution.
Okay.
Think short benefit-driven bullet points.
So, list is definitely more in that initial view. And I imagine one of the quickest ways to lose someone's attention right off the bat is a slow-loading page, right?
Absolutely critical. We live in a world of instant gratification. If your landing page takes more than a few seconds to load, people will just hit the back button and go to the next option in their search results. A slow-loading page creates a terrible first impression and can kill your conversion rates before you even have a chance. Fast loading speed is non-negotiable.
Okay, so we've got the essential elements above the fold nailed down.
Yeah.
Now, what about capturing leads from people who might not be ready to pick up the phone immediately?
Yeah.
That's where contact forms usually come into play, right?
They do. Forms can be a useful tool for gathering information and allowing people to reach out on their own terms.
Uh-huh.
However, relying solely on forms on your landing pages can sometimes lead to a higher volume of less qualified inquiries.
Interesting.
You might get people who are just doing some initial research price shopping or not really ready to take action yet.
Hmm. That's an interesting distinction. So getting a lot of form submissions doesn't necessarily mean you're getting a lot of good leads.
Precisely. And this is why prioritizing direct communication, especially phone calls, can often lead to more valuable conversions.
Yeah.
Someone who takes the time to actually call your firm is generally more serious about their situation and more likely to be ready to hire an attorney.
So the goal shifts from just collecting information to encouraging that direct, immediate interaction.
Exactly. And it's something worth testing.
Okay.
Some law firms have seen really positive results, particularly on mobile landing pages, where filling out long forms can be a pain by actually removing the form altogether.
Wow.
And focusing entirely on that prominent click-to-call button.
Interesting.
You might see a slight decrease in the total number of inquiries, but the quality of those inquiries, the likelihood of them becoming paying clients, often goes up significantly.
That's a really insightful point, especially about the mobile experience.
Yeah.
And speaking of mobile, it feels like that's become absolutely essential for any kind of online marketing these days.
Yeah.
Especially for legal services.
It is. The data really backs this up.
Yeah.
The American Bar Association's 2023 Websites and Marketing Tech Report, it showed that a large majority, I think it was around 74% of law firms, reported having websites that were mobile friendly. And then another ABA study found that something like 64% of people use Google to search for attorneys. Think about that. Almost 2 out of every 3 potential clients are likely starting their search on their phone.
Wow, those are significant numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So just having a website that doesn't break on a phone isn't really enough anymore, is it?
No.
It needs to be specifically designed and optimized for that mobile user.
Absolutely. And we're kind of circling back to some of the things we've already talked about, but they become even more critical in the mobile context. Page load speed, for example, is even more crucial on mobile. You really need to aim for that under 3-second load time.
Okay.
Anything longer,
and
you're risking losing a huge chunk of your mobile visitors.
Under 3 seconds. Got it.
Yep.
What are some other key things to keep in mind when optimizing legal landing pages for mobile?
A clean and simple design is paramount.
Okay.
People are often on the go when they're using their phones.
Right.
They have less screen space.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find information quickly. Avoid cluttered layouts.
Okay.
Use clear and concise language and make it incredibly easy for them to contact you without a lot of scrolling or having to pinch and zoom.
And those contact forms we were discussing, they definitely need to be as short and easy as possible on a mobile device, I'd imagine.
Exactly. Minimize the number of fields on your mobile forms. The fewer obstacles someone has to overcome on their phone, the more likely they are to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that click-to-call button we talked about earlier.
Right.
It needs to be front and center and super easy to tap with a thumb on a mobile screen.
Makes perfect sense. Now let's just gears a bit and talk about how the actual content of the landing page should be tailored to the specific keywords that brought the visitor there in the first place.
Yeah, this is where the concept of keyword-specific landing pages becomes really important.
Okay.
It's a fundamental principle of effective online advertising, but it's still something that gets overlooked quite often. Every single ad you run should direct users to a landing page that directly and precisely matches the intent behind the specific keyword they search for. So no more sending traffic for all your different practice areas to just one general services page.
Precisely. Think about the user's mindset.
Right.
If someone searches for breach of contract lawyer,
they
are actively looking for help with a very specific type of legal issue.
Mm.
Landing them on a generic business law services page where they then have to hunt around to see if you handle breach of contract disputes
Right.
creates friction and can lead them to think you don't really specialize in what they need. they'll likely hit the back button.
Okay, so give us some more concrete examples of how this would work for a law firm.
Sure. Let's say a personal injury firm is running ads targeting the keyword slip and fall lawyer.
Okay.
The landing page that ad clicks to needs to be entirely focused on slip and fall cases.
Got it.
It should talk about common causes of slip and fall accidents, the types of injuries that often result in the legal process for filing a claim, and how their attorneys specifically help victims of slip and fall accidents.
Right.
Everything directly relevant to that initial search.
That makes perfect sense. It's about creating that immediate relevance and showing the visitor that you understand exactly what they're dealing with.
Exactly. And on the other hand, someone searching for a trademark registration attorney should land on a page that exclusively discusses trademark registration services, the process, the benefits, common issues, and how your firm assists businesses with securing their trademarks. You can even get more sophisticated with something called dynamic content insertion, where the headline or other text on the landing page actually changes based on the specific keyword the user searched for, making it even more personalized.
That level of personalization really reinforces that you're speaking directly to their specific needs.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side of attracting the right traffic,
right,
we also need to talk about preventing the wrong traffic from seeing our ads in the first place.
Yeah.
And that leads us to the concept of negative keywords.
Absolutely. Implementing a well-defined negative keyword strategy is absolutely crucial for maximizing the efficiency of your advertising budget and making sure you're not wasting money on clicks from people who are never going to be potential clients.
Yeah.
It's essentially telling the ad platforms like Google, hey, if someone searches for these specific terms, don't show my ad.
So how does this work in practice for a law firm trying to attract new clients?
Let's go back to our personal injury firm.
Okay.
They are probably not looking for clients who are asking for free legal advice.
Right.
Or searching for a public defender.
Got it.
By adding these terms as negative keywords to their ad campaigns, they ensure that their ads won't be displayed to people using those search terms.
Okay.
This means their advertising dollars are being focused on reaching individuals who are actually looking to hire a personal injury attorney.
That's a smart way to really target your spending and avoid those wasted clicks.
Precisely. And it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Right.
You need to regularly review your search term reports within your ad platform to see what searches are actually triggering your ads. You'll often find irrelevant terms that you hadn't initially thought of. And you can then add those to your negative keyword list to further refine your targeting.
Okay, so we've managed to get the right kind of visitor onto a highly relevant landing page.
Right.
Now, how do we persuade them that our law firm is the best choice for them?
Right.
That's where the actual writing and content on the landing page becomes so critical.
Exactly. This is where outcome-based copywriting really shines.
Okay.
Your landing pages shouldn't just be a bland recitation of the legal services you provide. They need to speak directly to the hopes, fears, and desired results of your potential clients.
So less about listing our qualifications and more about addressing their specific problems and how we can solve them.
Precisely. Effective copywriting on a legal landing page needs to clearly highlight the specific benefits of choosing your firm. What makes you stand out from the competition?
Right.
What unique advantages do you offer?
Okay.
It also needs to address those common anxieties and concerns that people facing legal issues often have.
Yeah.
Things like, how am I going to afford this? Or what are my chances of actually getting a good outcome?
Acknowledging those underlying worries can really help build trust and rapport, can't it?
Absolutely. And ultimately, the copywriting needs to instill confidence in the visitor that your firm has the experience, the knowledge, and the track record to help them achieve the favorable resolution they're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
It's about painting a picture of the positive outcome they're seeking.
So instead of just saying, we handle divorce cases, it's more effective to say something like, we help you navigate the complexities of divorce and fight for a fair settlement that protects your future.
That's a perfect example. You're focusing on the desired result, a fair settlement and a protected future,
right,
rather than just stating the service you offer.
Now, another really important factor in building that trust and confidence is something we hear about a lot in marketing social proof.
Yeah.
How does that fit into creating effective law firm landing pages?
It plays a really significant role, particularly in the legal field where people are making a very important and often very personal decision.
Mm-hmm.
Potential clients are actively looking for validation from others. Okay.
They want to see that other people have had positive experiences with your firm. Research consistently shows that online reviews and ratings are a major factor in their decision-making process.
It's like getting a personal recommendation, even if it's from someone they've never met in person.
Exactly. So yeah. Prominently displaying social proof on your landing pages is a very powerful way to boost your firm's credibility and reassure potential clients that they're making the right choice by contacting you.
What are some specific types of social proof that law firms should be thinking about incorporating on their landing pages?
Verified Google reviews are incredibly valuable.
Okay.
They're easily accessible and carry a lot of weight with people searching online. Case results.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, being careful about ethical rules and client confidentiality can also be very persuasive in demonstrating your firm's success. And client testimonials, especially if they feel genuine and speak to specific positive experiences, can be very effective in building trust.
What about taking it a step further? Are there other kinds of social proof that law firms could consider? Absolutely. Video testimonials can be even more impactful because they allow potential clients to see and hear from satisfied clients directly. And if your firm has received any third-party ratings or accolades from reputable legal directories like Avvo or Martindale Hubbell, displaying those badges on your landing page can also enhance your credibility.
Okay, so we've got compelling content that speaks to their needs, and we've built trust through social proof. Now we need to make it as easy as humanly possible for them to actually take that next step and become a lead. It's all about really streamlining that lead conversion process, right?
Precisely. You want to eliminate any unnecessary friction or obstacles that might prevent a visitor from reaching out to your firm.
Yeah.
Think about making the path from reading your landing page to contacting you as smooth and direct as possible.
What are some tangible ways that law firms can reduce that friction on their landing pages?
We've already talked about keeping contact forms short and sweet. The fewer fields someone has to fill out, the more likely they are to complete the form. Offering instant scheduling options, whether it's through an integrated calendar where they can book a consultation directly, or simply clearly stating that they can call or text you right now, can significantly boost your conversion rates.
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly automated chat features are becoming a really valuable tool for engaging with visitors in real time, answering their initial questions and guiding them towards that next step of contacting your firm.
So it's about being proactive and offering multiple convenient ways for people to connect in the way that works best for them.
Exactly. Make it as effortless as possible for someone with a pressing legal issue to get in touch with your firm and start that conversation.
This has been a really comprehensive look at law firm landing page optimization.
Yeah.
To quickly recap, we've covered the critical importance of having dedicated landing pages, making a strong first impression above the fold, prioritizing lead quality, the absolute necessity of mobile optimization and fast loading speeds, the power of aligning your landing page content with specific keywords, using negative keywords to filter out irrelevant traffic, crafting compelling outcome-based copy, leveraging social proof to build trust, and really streamlining the process to make it easy for potential clients to connect with you.
And it's important to remember that all of these elements work together in concert.
Yeah.
You can't just focus on one or two of these things and expect to see dramatic results. It's about creating a cohesive and well-thought-out experience for that potential client from the moment they see your ad to the point where they reach out to your firm for help.
And the ultimate goal for any law firm investing in online advertising is to turn those valuable high-intent legal searches into actual paying clients.
Yeah.
And it sounds like focusing on these landing page strategies is a really direct and effective way to improve that conversion rate and ultimately see a much better return on your investment.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
In today's digital landscape, your landing pages are often the very first real interaction a potential client has with your law firm. By investing the time and effort into optimizing them with these principles in mind, you're not just going to attract more clicks.
Yeah.
You're going to attract more qualified leads,
reduce
your bounce rates, and most importantly, increase your case acquisitions.
That's what we like to hear.
It's a fundamental pillar of any successful online marketing strategy for a modern law firm.
This has definitely given me a lot to think about. I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. It really underscores that your landing page isn't just a static web page.
Mm-hmm.
It's an active and crucial tool for converting online interest into real clients. So for everyone listening, I'd encourage you to take a critical look at your own law firm's landing pages with these elements in mind. What's one immediate change you could make today that has the potential to start improving your client acquisition? That's a question definitely worth pondering. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.